Fridays, top of hour two means the angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie, who's on the road. She's in New Orleans. Evie, how you been?
I've been great. And I was actually at the carousel bar in the hotel yesterday evening, and I can tell you it moves. It really does move.
I was thinking that wasn't even real when Kevin from Muletown said that. Now, let me ask you this. Can you get dizzy and get sick on this thing, or is it safe?
Yes, I think you can. Like, I get motion sick pretty easy, and I just – it was packed by the time I got in there. And I just stood there looking at it, and it made me kind of motion sick. So, but I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a try again and go in there today and see if I can get there before the crowd. They had a great band and singer, and it was fun, but it absolutely moves. I mean, and it's been it's not fast. It's not going really fast, but it's enough that you can just stand there and watch it and definitely see it moving.
Evie, I'm not trying to be invasive, but when you're famous like you are, people want to know, why are you in New Orleans?
Okay, well, I am here with two of my friends from high school, and I'm not going to say how long ago that was, but many, many years, and one of whom was my college roommate, and we hadn't seen each other in a while, and so here we are at the Hotel Monteleone sharing a room. So that's interesting when you're sharing a room with people you hadn't been around in quite a number of years. So I'm actually in the business center this morning, where it's probably all of 34 degrees. So but I'm really happy to get to be here and happy to get to be with you today.
Are you on Bourbon Street, or where's this hotel at?
Yes, literally, it's right on Bourbon Street. I think it's technically, it might be. I'm right, Iberville, Bourbon. I'm right around that. Yeah,
know exactly
area.
Where you're at. Now, before we get actually to something substantive, let me say this. In my times down there, and I'm not a big blue cheese guy like on salads and stuff, but I had a blue cheese po' boy down there. I don't remember which place. It might have been the best thing I've ever had.
I am a blue cheese freak. I love blue cheese.
Try it.
Yes, I'll have to find that because I love some blue cheese.
The other thing is, now this is during national championship week and all that, but they say don't leave your cell phone on the table because they will steal it right in front of you. So be careful with that too. One more tip.
Yes, and I'm bad about, setting my purse down, my phone down, my room key. There's so many things to keep up with here. So, yeah, yesterday I think at one point I was panicked trying to find my phone and it was in my pocket. So I'm
all
learning.
Right. Are you ready for a headache? I've got something for you here. You're gonna need aspirin after this one. You ready?
Oh, okay.
No fan in the 863 down in Central Florida says, guys, LSU, Bama, Georgia, Clemson, Florida State, Ohio State, Michigan can all go 11-1 at the same time. Who gets in?
Oh.
Told you.
Yeah, that's a little too early for me after spending my night in the carousel bar. Good question. I mean, I think
Georgia. Georgia's in there.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
I just think that you have to say Georgia. Yeah, that's what I'd go with. I laugh, with the SEC meetings going on, the number of articles I've seen out there, Lane Kiffin unplugged at SEC meetings, and I'm like, oh Lord, this could go a number of ways. What does that mean? But I laughed where he was talking about being out there and said that he, just his decision to stay in Ole Miss and not go to Auburn. And he said, yeah, Bruce Pearl interrupted my dinner a couple of nights ago down here and said, we could have been buddies again. So I thought that was kind of funny.
That is funny. I've told you the story about Bruce. He's up there and he gets divorced. And everybody saw the pictures, just, you know, him on a boat with his new girl and all that. But his ex actually had a business up there on the main strip, which is Kingston Pike there in Knoxville, called Alimony's, a haircut place. Did you know that? I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I don't think I knew that that was the name of it, but that's pretty funny.
That sounds like a baby Kiff kind of thing, too. That's
why
I brought that.
Yeah, that does sound. I think his ex, Layla, made out pretty.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Yeah, she's probably doing pretty well. And he's, you know, it's funny, weekend before last when he had his graduation party for his oldest daughter, Landry, going to Ole Miss. I mean, you know, I think we talked about that. Kiffin was up on stage singing, and he could play a pretty good guitar. I had no idea.
Wow.
So, I think he's definitely happy in Oxford. And like we said, daughter starts Ole Miss here in the fall, so that'll be fun. He even talked about it at the SEC meetings and just, you know, reiterated that, you know, when people asked him again about the Auburn job, and he just said, I have a daily reminder with a daughter who lives with me that I would have had to move away from, you know, if I would have taken the Auburn job. So there you go.
Ole Miss Evie with us every Friday. Down in Sandestin at the aforementioned meetings, they have come up with a 1 year for 2024 format, still 8 games, but a 1-7 because we're doing away with divisions. That's not been up for debate. There are no divisions after this year. And the commissioner said we are going to try and honor traditional rivalries. Now, Mississippi State Ole Miss was never a threat to lose its charm, its yearly game. But what would be the second biggest rival for Ole Miss that you wouldn't want to lose this 1 year in 24?
I think LSU.
Yeah.
I think Ole Miss and LSU. That's just such a big game. I mean, I know everybody, you love Alabama, the Alabama rivalry, but LSU, I think it's a very heated race. Not always a healthy rivalry, but it's definitely a fun one and goes back so far. So I think that would be one fans would be really sorry to see go.
Where was Ole Miss in this debate? Because at the moment they say maybe 5 schools, not including Alabama, were for going to 9. Where was Ole Miss in that debate?
You know, I don't know that they really made public that. I think that, you know, when you ask Kiffin, he always says, that's above my pay grade. I can't, you know, I don't talk about things I can't control. I think that from what I heard, they were fine with the 9.
Yeah, so. I mean, at Kirby Smart, now obviously Kirby Smart's got the world, right? So it's easy for him to say this. But he said it really doesn't matter between 8 and 9. Well, if you're Georgia, it doesn't. If you're a team that's teetering on 6 wins, historically, that could be a problem, right? I mean, because an additional game means more money, even though ESPN hasn't promised any. But it also could mean another loss, which could be hurtful.
Absolutely. And when you're talking about, you know, teams in the SEC playing each other and beating up on each other and going through the murderer's row of the schedule against each other, you're absolutely right. That could make a big difference and could be legitimately the difference between making a bowl game or not. So I understand where there's a lot on the table there.
Jim in Jupiter, Florida says, ask Evie, are there beads and hurricanes involved on your trip?
Hurricanes, yes, because one of my friends can just hardly wait to get over to Pat O'Brien. So, heck, she may be dressed and ready to go when I get out here. And now as for beads, I think the only beads in my future might be the ones that are in the shop across the street for sale. I don't think that they're going to be any in my future any other way. I won't procure them any other way.
My first experience with the beads, I didn't even know that was a thing, was 1996. The SEC basketball tournament was in New Orleans at the Superdome. And even though it wasn't Mardi Gras, they were all doing the same thing with those beads down Bourbon Street. Same thing.
Yes, that was probably quite eye-opening.
Well, not only that, but I could never understand, what's the charm of collecting so many beads around your neck? What does that prove? What are you doing there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, like I say, I don't own any, so I'm not really sure what's happening there. We were supposed to take one of those dinner river cruises that you have to book, you know, well ahead of time, and was all excited about that. And then one of my friends, who I guess she's just not as tech savvy, said, oh, I kept waiting to get the email confirmation, and I went back and looked, and I never hit submit. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I don't know if anybody has a recommendation for one of those that I could get in on short notice.
I don't know if you were able to listen earlier, but on the text line, somebody wants to know, can you lend Coach Pete Cordelli your phone?
Oh, I was listening, and he got disconnected a bunch of times. But I think, didn't that happen to me once? And finally, I think y'all told me to restart my phone.
And did that happen to you? I don't remember.
It happened, but it was just like maybe it happened like two or three times, and y'all told me to restart my phone, and I did, and then it was fine.
Man, we were trying to get in some really good Lou Holtz, Nick Saban stories and couldn't get to it. Just
Toledo,
couldn't do it.
I know. And I got to tell you, listening to him just briefly, he has a great laugh. I loved his laugh.
No, Pete's got stories from, that would last forever. And I was all excited only to get rejected there. So,
Maybe he can come in person, like you said. And speaking of, when we have SEC Media Days in Nashville, are you coming in to the Omni?
Because I don't want to. I don't want to be anywhere near it, but I may have to.
That's okay.
Evie, safe travels. Always good
Thank
to talk
you.
To you.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
There she is. The angelic tones. Absolute angelic tones of Ole Miss even. Such a pleasure. Next up, Kevin Hagan. We talk Alabama.